The production cost obviously has gone up considerably for various reasons. Not only that the yield in terms of tonnage has gone down, but also where, for example, rail is not functioning, which means that they have to now transport the cane from by road. No doubt, of course, we have all heard about the harvesting cost keeps increasing. So the costs have gone up. What exactly is the cost now depends on what aspect of the industry we're looking at. Those farmers that are very efficient and producing at least over 50 tons a hectare or more, they're likely to have a bit lower cost. But those who are producing less than 50 tons per hectare are expected to have much higher costs than just $65 that they're talking about. So the short answer to your question would be, yes, they are correct up to a point, but no, that does not fully reflect what is happening to the industry.
When I spoke to Muhammad Rafiq from the Cane Growers Association, he suggested that really cane farmers needed to be offered at least $100 a tonne of cane to be able to make any sort of a profit.
I think that is the price that has been talked about as a price incentive, in the sense that what they're proposing is that their farmers be given a minimum price of $100 so that they can make $10, $20 a ton profit. The question that one needs to ask is that are we now talking about a floor price and a guaranteed price? And what is that guaranteed price going to do? If you look at the industry production has been declining. The number of active growers have been reducing. Those who can find employment elsewhere, they are moving, basically voting with their feet. So the big question that we need to ask is that what is that minimum price aimed at doing? Is it to maintain those inefficient farmers on land who may or may not have interest in continuing to farm? Is it to provide as a social safety net to say that, okay, we provide some incentive for the farmers to keep producing? But in my opinion, there has to be a sunset clause on that. You can't provide a minimum price for cane when the global prices fluctuate. And now that Fiji is exposed to the world prices.
Prices are down. Production is down. Mills are closing. Mm-hmm. I know Fiji has relied on sugar for many, many years. It's almost part of Fijian identity. But isn't it time to ask the question, should Fiji look at simply walking away from sugar entirely, pulling the plug on the industry and trying something else?
Well, that is something which has been suggested in some quarters. The question one needs to ask is that, is this what Fiji is all about? Walking away from industries just because they become too hard, and too hard because of the political nature of the industry. I mean, in fact, if you look at Fiji, the Fiji economy is not necessarily doing that well. I mean, the non-sugar agriculture is down. The manufacturing sector is down. Tourism is leveled off or not necessarily doing as well. Sugar industry is also down and been declining for some time. Question that one needs to ask is that how come Mauritius can turn itself around and be efficient and be able to survive in the global market, and Fiji cannot?
Is the question of the Fiji sugar industry not that it's too hard, but it's simply not profitable enough? If you can't make a profit with an industry, at some point it's simply going to stop.
Sure. If it continues to be non-profitable, then it will. That's the reality of the commercial sector. And you can't keep propping the industry up just because we have always had that industry. What I cannot understand is why we cannot have a profitable industry, profitable milling and farming sector, when we have had it in the past. And so it seems to me that, again, do we have more recent information to really base and to get to the nub of the problem? Do we know why are the farmers moving out? And is it really that it's not profitable? Now, I haven't seen any recent information on the farming sector or the milling sector, for that matter, to look at what is it doing, both in terms of the sugar recovery and the cane yield.